Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 15th, 2025, and here are our top stories. OpenAI verification, text robot, humanizing medicine, Apple AI privacy. OpenAI verification. OpenAI is rolling out a verification process for businesses seeking access to its upcoming AI models and additional features through its interface. This move aims to prevent misuse and enforce usage policies, following some previous violations by a small number of developers. Notably, existing language models remain unaffected by this change. For verification, an official identification document, like a passport or national ID, must be submitted by an organization representative. Each individual can complete the process only once every 90 days. Although the verification is available in 200 countries, specific countries are not listed. However, this option is not yet open to all organizations. Text-to-robot. Engineers at Duke University have crafted a cutting-edge AI-based framework for prototyping robots. This innovative system, known as Text-to-Robot, allows users to design a robot by simply inputting a prompt that describes its appearance and functions. The developers claim that a fully functional three-dimensional design can be generated in minutes. Though still in development, Text-to-Robot is set to be showcased at the IEEE International Conference on Robotics and Automation in May 2025 in Atlanta. By inputting a natural language description like "create an amphibious robot that can swim and walk," users receive a manufacturable robot design. This prototype is then tested and trained in simulation, using reinforcement learning and evolutionary strategies to optimize efficiency and stability. Within just a day, a robot ready for three-dimensional printing emerges. Currently focused on four-legged robots, the framework aims to support various robotic forms and may soon include automated assembly processes. USAS envisioning tailored robots for household tasks or disaster response scenarios. Humanizing medicine. AI models like ChatGPT are increasingly taking on roles traditionally reserved for healthcare professionals, not because they're medically superior, but because they are free from time constraints, bureaucracy, and exhaustion. This is the focus of an essay published on Bloomberg by a current journalism professor. Her main argument is that while AI is often viewed as a tool for boosting efficiency in healthcare through diagnosis assistance, documentation, and data analysis, its greatest benefit might be in the realm of human interaction. Consider patient Rachel Stoll, who lives with the rare Cushing's syndrome. After a disappointing doctor visit, she turned to ChatGPT for help and was pleasantly surprised. The AI's responses were not only factually accurate, but also empathetic, with phrases like, "that must be frustrating," and "I'm sorry." For Stoll, it was the first time she truly felt heard. Studies have shown that patients view chatbot messages as more empathetic than those from real doctors, largely due to structural issues in healthcare, such as time constraints and documentation burdens. Burdens, which often hinder empathy. Dr. Jonathan Chen from Stanford University found ChatGPT's response to an ethical dilemma in his practice to be surprisingly nuanced and empathetic, better than his own response in a real situation. This experience served as a training moment, offering a risk-free environment to practice difficult conversations. Such AI applications could play a larger role in medical education, allowing students to interact with AI-supported simulations to learn how to handle various personality profiles, from anxious parents to silent cancer patients. Harvard medical educator Bernard Chang sees this as an opportunity to enhance doctors' emotional skills. The paradoxical insight is that AI could make healthcare more human by taking on routine tasks, such as note-taking during consultations and drafting medical letters, freeing up medical staff to provide the attention patients most need. Apple AI privacy. Apple has unveiled a new approach to enhance its AI models without relying on user data from iPhones or Macs. Through its device analytics program, Apple devices will compare synthetic datasets to recent emails or messages, using only those users who opt in. The devices will identify which synthetic inputs resemble real samples the most. They will then send back a signal indicating the closest match, allowing Apple to refine AI text outputs like email summaries. This strategy is part of a beta release for iOS and iPadOS 18.5 and macOS 15.5, aiming to address challenges Apple faced with its AI features. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.